welcome to episode 25 of Secret Grasp. Secret Grasp is a podcast all about the mysterious and difficult to explain aspects of life. We cover topics relating to the paranormal, conspiracy theories, the occult, urban legends, cryptids, and other strange occurrences. You can find us on all the major podcasting apps, and we've also got a video version of the podcast available on YouTube. So go ahead and check that out. And in this episode, we're going to cover the cryptid iceberg. So this is based on a chart by Reddit user Jimbo Seth. I'm going to put a link in the description of this episode for the original chart, so you can go check that out and follow along if you want. This is going to be a long one. So it's going to be at least a two-parter, maybe three or even four parts. I'm guessing that each episode is going to be at least 30 minutes long. I don't know if I want to go to two. I could do two episodes that are an hour each, or I could do four episodes that are 30 minutes each. I don't know. I'm guessing that you guys probably don't want to listen to more than 30 minutes at a time. So I'm thinking if I get near the 30-minute mark, I'm going to cut this off, and then we'll just see how many episodes it takes. But I was going to try and get a picture of each cryptid that I'm going to discuss here so that I could put a picture of it up on the screen as I'm talking about it. But that's just going to be way too much work. So for this episode alone, I'm going to cover nearly three. So for this one, it's going to be about 150 different cryptids, and the same for part two. So there's about 300 cryptids in total. So let's just jump right into this and start checking some off the list. Level one of the cryptid iceberg. We've got Bigfoot. Pretty much everybody's heard of Bigfoot. It's a large, hairy, ape-like creature resembling a yeti, supposedly found in northwestern America. The jackalope. This is a mythical animal depicted as a hare or rabbit with horns, said to exist in parts of North America. Some people think that jackalopes are the creations of taxidermists. Other people think they're real. You can decide for yourself. Next up, we've got grays. Gray aliens, also sometimes referred to as Zeta Reticulans, Roswell grays, or grays, are purported extraterrestrial beings. They are frequent subjects of close encounters and alien abduction claims. Also, some of the items on this list are like aliens and ghosts, which I don't know if I would necessarily consider cryptids, but they were on the chart, so I'm going to cover most of the things that were on the chart. There were some things like aerial jellyfish that came up with like five different names on the chart, so I'm going to skip those and just do one of them. But yeah, don't come at me if you don't think that some of these are cryptids. I'm just going down the list. I've got globster. So a globster or blob of unidentified organic mass that washes up on the shorelines of an ocean or other body of water. A globster is distinguished from a normal beach carcass by being hard to identify, at least by initial untrained observers, and also there's usually a controversy created as to its identity. Usually they've been so decayed and stuff over time that the only way to really figure it out is to get a DNA test on it. Reptilians, also called reptoids, lizard people, archons, reptilioids, saurians, or draconians, are supposedly reptilian humanoids, which play a prominent role in fantasy, science fiction, ufology, and conspiracy theories. The idea of reptilians was popularized by David Icke, a conspiracy theorist who claims that shape-shifting reptilian aliens control the Earth by taking on a human form and gaining political power to manipulate human societies. Icke has stated on multiple occasions that many world leaders are or are possessed by so-called reptilians. The Fresno Nightcrawler, also known as the Fresno Alien, is a cryptid that has made two appearances so far, one in Fresno, California, and the other in Yosemite National Park, also in California. In both sightings, it's only seen in video footage. However, there's a man in Poland who also claims that he's seen the creature. So Fresno Nightcrawlers are relatively short creatures, approximately 1.5 meters tall, with most of their height being made up of their legs, as they possess an extremely small upper body. It's hard to find details on the upper body of this cryptid because of the poor quality of the video footage. Basically, they're extremely thin white humanoids with no discernible arms. Larger specimens have webbing connected from each knee to the torso. These cryptids have very short, thin, and stilt-like feet, and it's hard to judge the exact characteristics of the cryptid from the footage. There's also a Carmel area creature, which is tall and gray, presumably with no arms and long muscular legs. It's bipedal and it walks in a manner with its backwards bending knees. It resembles the Fresno Nightcrawler. So basically, both of those two creatures, they look like a walking pair of pants, because there's not really much of a torso or a head on them. It's just like huge sets of legs that are walking. Gigantic octopus. So I think this is just the octopus version of a kraken. I couldn't really find much information on it, except that there's gigantic octopuses, I guess. The ones that we know about aren't as big as giant squid or anything, though. Thunderbird. The Thunderbird is a legendary creature in North American indigenous peoples' history and culture. It's considered to be a supernatural being of strength and power, and it creates thunder by flapping its wings. So I basically think of this as like the Pokemon Zapdos. We've got Bat Squatch. Plural of Bat Squatch is Bat Squatches. For some reason, they wanted to make that clear. It's a mythical flying creature, supposedly sighted around Mount St. Helens in the United States, and it resembles a flying, bat-winged, or sometimes bat-eared primate, either considered one specific creature or a species. So it's essentially a gorilla with wings, is how most people see that. Next, we've got the Hellhound. A Hellhound is a mythological hound which embodies a guardian or servant of hell, the devil, or the underworld. Hellhounds occur in mythologies around the world, with the best known examples being Cerberus from Greek mythology, Garmr from Norse mythology, and the Black Dogs of English folklore, and the Fairy Hounds of Celtic mythology. The physical characteristics of these dogs vary, but usually they're black, really overgrown and large, supernaturally strong, and they often have red eyes or they're accompanied by flames. Next, we got the Wendigo. So in the folklore of some of the Northern Algonquin people, it's a cannibalistic giant, a person who's transformed into a monster by consuming human flesh. So if you consume human flesh, you become a weird monster. So try not to do that, especially if you're in Northern Canada. Baba Yaga. In Slavic folklore, Baba Yaga is a supernatural being who appears as a deformed or ferocious-looking woman. In Russian fairy tales, Baba Yaga flies around in a mortar, wielding a pestle, like I guess what a pharmacist has to grind up like herbs and stuff, and dwells deep in the forest in a hut, which is usually described as standing on chicken legs. So it's like a shed that's got actual like giant chicken legs. Baba Yaga may help or hinder those that encounter or seek her out. It may play a maternal role. She has associations with forest wildlife. And according to some people, she can be either like a helpful person or a villain. It really depends. Next is the Yowie. This is essentially Australian Bigfoot. I'm not going to go into it too much more than that. The Kraken, an enormous mythical sea monster said to appear off the coast of Norway. Sea serpents, a legendary sea monster resembling a dragon or large snake, like Loch Ness Monster. There was like a whole bunch of different sea monsters on this list, like Ogopogo and stuff like that. So I've just kind of deleted all those entries, and I'm just going to say sea monsters are a thing that exists. You don't necessarily need every single sea monster listed on here, I don't think. Next, we've got the Yeti. This is basically a Bigfoot that lives in the Himalayas. Mongolian deathworm. This is a creature said to exist in the Gobi Desert. It's shaped like a sausage and about 2 feet long with no noticeable head or legs. And it's so poisonous that just touching it means instant death. Some people think this might be a snake like the Tartar sand boa in that area that was just misidentified. The Loveland Frog. So in Ohio folklore, the Loveland Frog is a legendary humanoid frog described as standing about 4 feet tall. And yeah, it's allegedly spotted in Loveland, Ohio. You know, giant frogs out there. Dragon. We probably all know what dragons are. They are a reptile-like legendary creature that appears in folklore of many cultures worldwide. Beliefs about dragons vary considerably through the regions, but dragons in Western cultures, since the High Middle Ages, are depicted as winged, horned, four-legged, and capable of breathing fire. Centaurs. A centaur, or occasionally referred to as a hippocentaur, is a creature from Greek mythology with the upper body of a human and the lower body and legs of a horse. The Hydra is a serpentine water creature from Greek and Roman mythology. It had poison breath and blood so virulent that even its scent was deadly. And you probably know that the Hydra has many heads. The exact number varies depending on who you're talking to. Later versions would add a regeneration feature to the monster, so whenever you chop off a head, two more would grow back in its place. And Eventually, Heracles required the assistance of his nephew to cut off all the monster's heads and then burn the neck using a sword and fire. Dwarves in folklore or fantasy literature are a member of a mythical race of stocky human-like creatures who are generally skilled in mining and metalworking. Chupacabra is an animal said to exist in parts of Latin America where it supposedly attacks animals, especially goats. Fun fact, the name Chupacabra actually means goat sucker in Spanish. The physical descriptions of the creature vary. Some say it's more dog-like, particularly when it appears in the southwestern U.S., while most others describe it as reptilian and alien-like if it's in Puerto Rico and Latin America. Some report it as being a heavy creature the size of a small bear with rows of spines reaching from the neck to the base of its tail. The Enfield Monster, this refers to an unidentified creature around Enfield, Illinois, around April 1973. Reports were covered in the news and media at the time, with some suggesting that it might have been a wild ape or an escaped kangaroo. Umibozu is a sea spirit, and there's multiple sightings of this throughout the Japan. Normally, Umibozu appears to sailors on calm seas, which quickly turn tumultuous, and it either breaks the ship when it comes out of the water, or it demands a bucket or barrel from the sailors and then proceeds to drown them. And the only known way to safely escape from an Umibozu is to give it a bottomless barrel and then sail away while it's confused. So I don't know what they mean by bottomless barrel, if it's like magical or if you just have like a barrel with the bottom cut off of it. I guess it would be the latter. Gargoyle. So a gargoyle is a fantasy or a horror monster inspired by the gargoyle architecture element. And in mythology, they are believed to frighten away evil spirits. And the idea of the statues physically coming to life is a rather more recent thing. You might have seen the gargoyles cartoon when you were a kid. They basically come alive at nighttime, and then during the day they turn back into statues. Like golems, they're usually made of magically animated or transformed stone, but they have animal or chimera traits, and they're often guardians of a place, such as a cathedral or a castle. They can be depicted as vessels for demonic possession or as a living species resembling statues as well. The Jersey Devil in southern New Jersey and Philadelphia. There's some folklore about the Jersey Devil. It's a legendary creature that's said to inhabit the forests of Pine Barrens in South Jersey. The creature is described as a flying biped with hooves, but there's many other variations. Then we've got Mothman. In West Virginia folklore, Mothman is a humanoid creature reportedly seen in the Point Pleasant area between November 15th, 1966 and December 5th, 1967. The Flatwoods Monster. This is known as the Braxton County Monster as well. The Phantom of Flatwoods, or just Braxy. So in West Virginia folklore again, it's an entity reported around the towns of Flatwoods in Braxton County. On September 12th, 1952, a bright object crossed the night sky, and over 50 years later, investigators concluded that the light was a meteor. And the creature that people saw was just a barn owl perched on a tree, and the shadows that made it appear to be a large humanoid. Next is the Popelik Monster, which is a weird name. The Popelik Monster is a legendary part man, part goat, and part sheep creature reported to live beneath a railroad trestle bridge over Popelik Creek in Fisherville neighborhood of Louisville, Kentucky. And next is a skinwalker. In Navajo culture, the skinwalker is a type of harmful witch which has the ability to turn into, possess, or disguise themselves as an animal. Next is a giant. It's an imaginary or mythical being. Yeah, it's got human form, but superhuman size. Gnomes are a legendary dwarfic creature supposed to guard the earth's treasures underground. They're also the small garden ornament in the form of a bearded man with a pointed hat. You've probably seen those around. Where are we at? We're at 15 minutes, so okay, let's go through level 2, and then we can cut it off there for this episode. I think that'll be 30 minutes. So the first item in level 2 is golems. These are artificial human beings in Hebrew folklore that are endowed with life. I think they're kind of like made out of stone or clay, and then You put magic, breathe magic life into them, and they come alive. A griffin is a mythical creature with the head and wings of an eagle and the body of a lion, typically depicted as having pointed ears, the eagle's legs in taking the place of the forelegs. Krampus, this is a horned anthropomorphic figure in central and eastern alpine folklore who, during the Christmas season, scares children who have misbehaved. A leprechaun, it's a supernatural being in Irish folklore, classed by some as a type of solitary fairy. They're usually depicted as bearded little men with a cat and coat and a hat who partake in mischief. You've probably heard as well that they have like the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow and stuff like that. Troll, they're an ugly creature depicted as either a giant or a dwarf, and they live under bridges. Unicorn is a legendary creature described since antiquity as a beast with a single large pointed spiraling horn projecting from its forehead. Vampires are creatures from folklore that subsist by feeding on the vital essence of the living. In European folklore, vampires are undead creatures that often visited loved ones and caused mischief or deaths in the neighborhood that they inhabited while they were alive. Djinn, or this is also sometimes anglicized as genie, they are supernatural creatures in early pre-Islamic Arabian religious systems and then later Islamic mythology and theology. Leviathan, this is a sea serpent noted in theology and mythology, and it's referenced in several books of the Hebrew Bible, including Psalm, the Book of Job, the Book of Isaiah, Amos, and some other translations. It's also mentioned in the Book of Enoch. Next is Roc, R-O-C. It's a giant mythological bird described in Arabian Nights. The Aswang, or Aswang, not sure how you pronounce it. It's an umbrella term for evil shape-shifting creatures in Philippine folklore, such as vampires, ghouls, witches, and werebeasts. The Aswang is the subject of a wide variety of myths, stories, art, and films, and it's well known throughout all of the Philippines. The Bunyip is a creature from the Aboriginal mythology in southeastern Australia, and it's said to lurk in swamps, billabongs, creeks, riverbeds, and waterholes. Usually looks kind of like a saber-toothed tiger from all the pictures that I've seen of it. Mermaids, in folklore, a mermaid is an aquatic creature with the head and upper body of a female human and the tail of a fish. Mermaids appear in the folklore of many cultures worldwide, including Europe, Asia, and Africa. The Ahul, this is a flying cryptid, first reported in the 1920s. Supposedly, it's either a giant bat or a pterosaur, which is a type of dinosaur. Air rods, this one's interesting. So in cryptozoology and ufology, rods, also known as skyfish, air rods, or solar entities, are elongated visual artifacts appearing in photographic images and video recordings. Some paranormal proponents claim that they are extraterrestrial life forms, extra-dimensional creatures, or very small UFOs. But to me, some of them also just like bugs with their wing flapping really fast on camera, because if it's flapping faster than the shutter speed of the camera, I'm not sure what the exact terminology is, but yeah, if it's flapping more than the frames per second of the camera, I feel like it's going to show up multiple times in a frame. So I think that kind of explains it. Not like a photography expert though. Phantom cats, also known as alien big fat cats, are large feline creatures such as leopards, jaguars, and cougars, which allegedly appear in regions outside of their indigenous range. Got the Bear Lake Monster. Bear Lake Monster is a being appearing in folklore near Bear Lake on the Utah-Idaho border. It looks kind of like a crocodile, which is strange because there's no crocodiles native to that area. The Beast of Bray Road, also known as the Bray Road Beast, is a type of Wisconsin werewolf, a purported humanoid wolf-like creature allegedly witnessed in and around the rural community of Elkhorn, Walworth County, Wisconsin. The bloop was an ultra low frequency, high amplitude water sound detected by the U.S. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration in 1997. Devil monkeys. So these are basically a subtype of Bigfoot. They're one of the many primate cryptids from North American folklore, although there's variants of them that exist all around the world. They're notable for being far more aggressive, malicious, and feral than the usually peaceful Bigfoot that you find in North America. And they're said to resemble more like a baboon or a other tailed primate rather than the bipedal form that Bigfoot usually takes. Deloy's ape, This is an unofficial name for a large primate supposedly encountered by Francois Deloy in South America. Apart from testimony of claimed eyewitnesses, and the only other evidence that they have is one photograph, so we don't know if this is like a super rare ape that's since gone extinct or what that was. The dodo. This is an extinct flightless bird with a stout body, stumpy wings, and large head, and heavy hooked bill. It was found actually as an actual creature that existed in the world until the 17th century. And my understanding is there's actually like taxidermied ones in museums and stuff to this day, as opposed to the Fiji mermaid, which is an object made from the torso and head of a juvenile monkey sewn onto the back of a fish. So this is basically was like a prank. It was featured at sideshows where it was presented as the mummified body of a creature that was supposedly like a mermaid or something. Next we've got ghosts. Again, I don't know if I consider ghosts to be cryptids, but it's on this list, so I'm going with it. So a ghost is a soul or spirit of a dead person or an animal who can appear to the living. In ghost lore, descriptions of ghosts vary widely, from an invisible presence that you feel to a translucent or barely visible wispy shapes, all the way to realistic lifelike forms. Next we've got below the surface. So this is like, it's not quite level 2 of the iceberg, and it's not quite level 3, it's like 2.5. So this includes Kasai Rex. So this is a giant theropod cryptid from the Democratic Republic of the Congo in Africa. It's said to be a surviving species of a theropod dinosaur, such as the Tyrannosaurus Rex, although the possibility of this is quite low. If it isn't alive, then it's more likely to be a Spinosaurus or an Allosaurus, apparently, but there's no known species of Tyrannosaurid that's ever been depicted or recorded in Africa. It's also been depicted as a species of gigantic monitor lizard, which seems more likely to me, as well as a species of bipedal terrestrial crocodile, which seems much less likely that you would have a crocodile that walks on two legs. Next up, the lizard man of Scape Oar Swamp. So in Lee County, South Carolina, there's this guy called the lizard man of Scape Oar Swamp. It's an entity said to inhabit the swamplands of the region, and it was first mentioned in the late 1980s. Purported sightings and damage attributed to the creature yielded some significant amount of newspaper, radio, and television publicity, but it sounds like it really hasn't been mentioned since then. The giant anaconda. So green anacondas can be found up to 17 feet long, and they can weigh 200 plus pounds. They can eat a whole deer, so it's not too out of the possibility for me that there's even larger anacondas out there. So this is one of the more plausible cryptids, I think. Indrid Cole. This is Cold. He's a supposed extraterrestrial humanoid seen around Mothman sightings. We talked about Mothman earlier. Kappa. Kappas are also known as Kawataro, Komihiki, or Siko. These are amphibious creatures in Japanese folklore. They're usually depicted as green, human-like beings with webbed feet, and they have a turtle-like shell on their back. So they're basically like real-life Ninja Turtles, I guess, but like half human, half Ninja Turtle. We've got the mammoth. You probably know what a mammoth is, basically like a extinct hairy elephant, so I won't go too much more into that. Mantis man. So these are tall, spindly humanoids with long, thin limbs. Their feet end in three clawed toes, and their praying hands have three elongated fingers, which are tipped with curved hook-like claws. Got the megalodon. This is basically a giant shark. Mokele Membe. This is a dinosaur that lives in the Congo. I think I covered it in the sea monster episode already. The Montauk Monster. This is an animal carcass that washed ashore on a beach near the business district of Montauk, New York in July 2008. So it's kind of one of these globster monsters. The identity of the creature was subject to controversy and speculation. The corpse was eventually decided by experts that it was like a raccoon that had been broken down by the water. The Naga are a divine or semi-divine race of half-human, half-serpent beings that reside in the netherworld and can occasionally take human form. Rituals devoted to these supernatural beings have been taking place throughout South Asia for at least 2,000 years, and they're usually depicted in three forms. So they can be holy human with snakes on their heads and their necks. They can just be like regular serpents, or they can be the half human, half snake, which is common in Hinduism, Buddhism, and Jainism. We've got the Ninjin. I don't know how you say this one exactly either, but it's a modern Japanese folklore. They're an aquatic humanoid whale-like creature that's said to inhabit the sub-Antarctic oceans. The homophone Japanese Ninjin, it means human, and it's commonly considered to be a cryptid. It's a mysterious animal whose existence is disputed and unsubstantiated, so I don't really understand. It's like part human, part whale. Some of these Japanese creatures are crazy. I do eventually want to do a whole episode devoted to just Japanese folklore and cryptids, so probably go into that in more detail. And then we've got the owl man. So in Cornish folklore, sometimes referred to as the Cornish owl man, it's an owl-like creature seen in 1976 in the village of Monon, Cornwall, UK. The owlman is sometimes compared to Mothman. However, there's a Eurasian eagle owl, which is likely the source of the legend. I don't know how big this bird is, that it looks humanoid in size, but apparently that's the thing. So, okay, this is... we're now halfway through the first half. So I guess I'm going to split this into quarters because we're at 26 minutes now. So I'm just going to stop for this one because you can probably hear that like I'm slipping on my words. I'd rather do shorter quality episodes instead of like mumbling and tripping over myself. So a lot more work and research obviously goes into preparing these iceberg episodes than my regular episodes. So if you're enjoying this episode, please go ahead and subscribe to the podcast if you want to hear more. It's totally free, and that way you'll never miss an episode. And if you're on YouTube, hit the like button and leave a comment and tell me what your favorite cryptid that I've talked about so far is. Like I said, we're only a quarter of the way through. We've got like 300 cryptids in total to talk about. So lots more still to go. But yeah, if you're on YouTube, hit the like button and leave a comment. The engagement really helps more people see the video. And it also helps me determine what kind of content you guys like to see. Like I'm going to have to see if these iceberg videos are well received or if people don't like them. But yeah, so that's it for now. I'm going to get some drinks of water and rest my throat after reading those out. And then next time we'll be back to start on level 3 of the cryptid iceberg. I think it goes up to level 5, but yeah, this is probably going to be like a 4-parter. So I don't know if I should do these all in a row or if I should do some other episodes in between. I don't know. We'll see how that goes. But anyways, that's it for this one. Thanks for listening, and we'll be in touch soon.